Bitcoin's first sidechain is live. Good evening, I'm Stan Higgins, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from October 10th. On today's show, crypto exchange Gemini enlists a Wall Street executive to help draw in institutional investors, and the SEC is trying to enforce a subpoena as part of an investigation into a penny stock company's claims about a $100 million ICO. We'll have all that and more coming up on Late Confirmation. 3 years in the making, Bitcoin's first sidechain, called Liquid, is now live. Launched by San Francisco startup Blockstream, Liquid is arguably the most advanced implementation of a technology called sidechains to date. Sidechains have long been considered a, quote, holy grail for Bitcoin coders. Built off of the live blockchain, Liquid will now be used to carry large volumes of transactions at a higher speed for several of Bitcoin's largest companies. Blockstream first unveiled the idea back in 2015, then the sidechain was launched in beta, being put to test on Bitcoin's main network, last year. Though what's being launched today may be a watered-down version of that original trustless vision. Today, however, the network is finally opening up for all of Blockstream's partners to use for real transactions. Initial users include 23 Bitcoin companies, including exchanges, brokers, and other institutions, who will help manage the sidechain as well as use Liquid to send transactions. With many of Bitcoin's big exchanges on board, the companies using Liquid make up 50% to 60% of Bitcoin's trading volume, according to CoinMarketCap. In a report published Wednesday, the Financial Stability Board states that cryptocurrencies and digital assets are not currently a threat to global financial stability. In a press release, the FSB, which is hosted and funded by the Bank of International Settlements, summarized its resulting view that cryptocurrencies are not an effective means of payment, store of value, or unit of account. Here's the key quote from the FSB. Based on the available information, crypto assets do not pose a material risk to global financial stability at this time. However, vigilant monitoring is needed in light of the speed of market developments. Should the use of crypto assets continue to evolve, it could have implications for financial stability in the future. The report goes on to state that, should crypto assets continue to gain in popularity, it might impact financial stability by having an effect on investor confidence. The Securities and Exchange Commission said Tuesday that it has asked a U.S. district court to enforce a subpoena as part of a probe into alleged pump-and-dump tactics that involved claims of a $100 million initial coin offering. According to the October 9th statement, officials at the U.S. regulator are investigating St. James Holding and Investment Company Trust and its trustee, Jeffra James, months after the agency first moved to suspend trading in penny stock company Cherubim Interests, Inc. The SEC says that Cherubim issued false public statements in order to pump its stock price, specifically citing a January 2018 announcement that the company had executed a $100 million financing commitment. After a spike in Cherubim stock price and trading volume, the SEC says that certain individuals associated with the company may have dumped the stock. At the start of the year, the SEC made headlines as it moved to scrutinize a number of small-cap stocks that rode a wave of public interest around blockchain. In August 2017, it warned that it would seek to punish public companies that use ICO-related claims to hoodwink investors. Cryptocurrency exchange Gemini has hired another Wall Street executive as part of its bid to attract more institutional clients. The New York licensed exchange said that Janine Hightower Solito, previously chief operating officer at the NASDAQ-owned International Securities Exchange, or ISE, is joining the firm as managing director of operations on Wednesday. Her role will focus on, quote, supervising Gemini's institutional onboarding and expanding client services team, the company said. Prior to the new appointment, Hightower Solito spent 13 years at ISE, a major U.S. options trading platform, and managed the company's transition after its full acquisition by NASDAQ in June 2016 for $1.1 billion. Hightower Solito is the latest executive addition to the Gemini team, and her hiring comes at a time when the crypto trading platform is looking to expand its services for institutional investors. Blockchain finance firm Clearmatics Technologies has raised over $12 million in a Series A funding round led by venture capital firm Route 66 Ventures. Additional investment in the funding round came from private equity firm TNF Capital and XTX Ventures, the venture capital arm of electronic market-making firm XTX Markets. As part of the arrangement, Samir Khosla, a managing partner at TNF, will join Clearmatic's board of directors. Founded in 2015, Clearmatic has adapted the Ethereum blockchain to build decentralized clearing networks, which are private, member-owned networks designed to automate the lifecycle of financial derivative contracts without the need for third parties. The firm notably boasts Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin as an investor. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. For Coindesk, I'm Stan Higgins, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.